What's up, Milkers? Happy Monday and happy Solar Eclipse Day. The beer this week is called Juice Machine, another great beer brought to us by the hardworking folks of Treehouse Brewing Company. This is an Imperial IPA with an 8.2% ABV. It has a multifaceted hop blend of Magnum, Columbus, Amarillo, Citra, and Galaxy. This is a one-of-a-kind IPA by Treehouse Brewing. All the IPAs that I've had for them are fantastic. Go get some today if you can, because they are one of the best breweries in the country. Juice Machine by Treehouse Brewing. Let's get into the show with our fuck around good time boy, the P Diddler himself, Alec. You don't hate him.
You know the best part about this podcast is that once you say something on the internet, it's out there forever.
Yeah, it is. Digital footprints.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Comcast. As always, I am Ryan, your fucking amazing, gracious, glorious host. Joining me, as always, is Cody, and back again in the studio, Sweatpants Man himself. Woo! But AKA Bumblebee Tuna, AKA Sweats, AKA Baby Huey, AKA Lake Life Dad, AKA Immune Deficiency Bennett. So, Alec, what do you think about current events going on today? Give me a rundown. You're in the news.
No.
You just got a tan, but you're in there. We have him in the house himself, the pee diddler, a.k.a. Diddy.
A.k.a. Diddy.
He came back from his private jet from his private island after he fled his house in Miami. How are you feeling today?
I'm okay, you?
That is going to be his answer when we finally catch him. I'm okay, how are you?
Me good.
I was there when Biggie died. Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again to the show. We hope you liked the last episode. Giant roast fest on Alec, and he is morally stricken and with PTSD. For about a week, but he is back again, so we didn't hurt him that bad. And I hope everybody is staying safe out there for the solar eclipse. Enjoy your time. Like I said, thanks for tuning in again. So, Alec, how's your week been?
It's been all right. I mean, other than the constant thinking of how much I look like a lake dad.
Nothing wrong with that. There's plenty of lake dads out there. You just don't live on a lake.
Yeah. Never even seen a boat.
Never.
Goddamn, has a pontoon boat in his driveway and don't even go anywhere.
That's not true.
Who needs a boat when you can drive a spaceship? It's Elon Musk over here.
I mean, I live by a creek. When it floods, it's like a lake, but...
It's the most fucking redneck thing I've ever heard you say.
It's also where you...
I live by a creek, and when it floods, it's like a lake. And I also sit by my bamboo and contemplate life.
I need to get me a panda to eat this motherfucker. You're getting too big.
Did you really... Did you say you need a panda to
no.
eat
that?
No, he didn't.
He's like, I want to get rid of my bamboo in my yard. Let's be clear. Alec has, like... a giant patch of bamboo that's like 20 feet tall in his yard, and you cut it down once, right?
Yeah.
How long did it take it to grow back?
Not long. It probably like 2 weeks.
To grow back?
Yeah.
And it's now like 20 feet tall again.
Yeah. And he goes, if anybody out there wants bamboo to make spears or whatever the fuck you need it for, Alec has a patch of it.
He's like, well, look up ways to get rid of it. And one of them was gas. And Alec lives on a hill. And he's like, if I dump gas on it, it's just going to run down the fucking hill. I was like, well, that's pretty smart of you. Kill all the fucking tadpoles.
Fuck it. They'll make more. Maybe they'll be ninja poles.
Ninja frogs.
Gonna have a heaping lot of Ninja Turtles down there.
We dump all that gas in that fucking creek and turns all the tadpoles gay, makes frogs gay.
Yeah. Getting out of our schools and making our kids gay.
Then the kids drink it and they fucking die. You know how the kids would go. They probably drink out of that piss in it. Shit in it.
What?
In that creek down there.
They pissed and shit
in it. You drank out of a fucking creek before?
I feel like you pissed and shit in it and now you're trying to blame it on the kids. Trying to blame it on the youth.
On the youth. No, I've never... I've only been down there once.
Is that, only, 2 years, is that where you hit the body?
underneath that bridge.
I only go down there occasionally to write poetry to my current girlfriend.
They're not dating.
No, we're not dating.
Have you held hands?
Yeah.
Oh, it's official. She just falls asleep in my lap. But I didn't do it. That's what he did, he said. Look, officer, my hands are up. It's her fault.
What does P. Diddy, R. Kelly, and Alec have in common?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not a thing.
They both watch the news. They all three watch the news.
Only two of them can sing.
They all store their pee in jugs
for later use.
They all wear sweatpants when they shouldn't.
So, Alec, what's your plans for the solar eclipse?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
My chores working?
Half truck blow it up.
Yeah, I have to work. And I've already told everybody I'm working with. I was like, I'm shutting this fucking bar down. 15 minutes before, I was like, get your fucking drinks because I'm not pouring you beer. If I have to be here and work, I don't necessarily give it that much shit about the solar eclipse happening. But if I have to work and I have to be here, you are not allowed to drink. I'm not pouring you shit until this thing passes. I was like, I'm shutting this fucker down.
It'd be like 4 o'clock when it gets done.
Yeah, well, when it's like the full solar eclipse, that's all I really give a shit about seeing. So I'm like, I'm shutting this down 15 minutes before. Get your beverages, because I'm shutting it down, because I'm going to watch this thing. If I have to fucking work, I'm going to actually experience it. Yeah.
Don't stare right into it.
You'll go blind. No shit. You can actually, there's like a 10-second window when it's fully eclipsed that you can stare at it, and you'll be fine. Yeah, because there's not enough light. But if you look at
light around the whole moon,
yeah, but you can actually stare at it because there's only 10% light coming from the sun. So you can stare at it without glasses for about 10 seconds. And then you need to put them back on because if you look, I watched the video. If you look at any portion of it, not fully eclipsed for 11 seconds, you will fucking go blind permanently. Mm-hmm.
Then we can sign up for disability the next day.
Yeah.
Because you will be blind.
I don't get the big deal. It's just two space rocks.
Two space
rocks. Going over each other.
It happens every year.
Yeah.
Not like this.
Not in this area.
The fuck you want to see an eclipse? I'll just get in front of Alec. Eclipse.
That's an eclipse. Something foreshadowing something else.
She's of age. You can't see her. She's behind me.
Her mouth eclipsed my dick. No. to be completely transparent, Alec is not a pedophile.
No, we know of.
Just jokes.
Boom, boom,
that's
boom,
comedy!
Boom. That's comedy. Yeah.
What's the best part of comedy?
Timing! Timing!
Timed her age as well.
No, you didn't.
No.
Come back in 4 years, sir.
23.
I'm going to text her from your phone right now. I'll be like, can we take a break for about 4 years?
Mm-hmm. Let's not do that.
So Ryan and Alec both have lady friends now. I'm just a standalone bachelor still.
Yeah.
It's happened pretty aggressively. Pretty
your fast.
Fault. How you guys feeling about it? Feel pretty good.
I'm all right.
Quit fucking looking at me.
What? You're talking. Can I not look at you while you talk?
I was not talking.
You just did.
All right, set the scene. He asked a question. You're like,
what's Ryan going to say?
Yeah. And you literally said the same thing.
I know.
How can I copy him?
How can I say the right answer without getting arrested?
So I'm not going to get arrested.
So let's try this.
Not today.
So let's try this. Let Ryan change our answers here. So how are you guys feeling about having relationships?
Fantastic.
Oh, shit.
Was that your word?
No.
Did I steal your word?
No.
He ain't got that vocabulary.
It's definitely a different ride, I guess.
A different ride. Now that horse is a... still a pony. just like the fucking the vegetable garden you rode four times. The smell of sand. I got the smell of sand four times.
They had elephants and giraffes.
Your only excuse is that you were drunk.
I couldn't even walk.
Are you ready to actually smell sand on the ocean here in a couple weeks when we're on vacation? You can still have the excuse to be drowned.
This fucking ass might drown. We gotta watch him. We have to watch him when we're on the island because
what if there's any sharks out here?
He will fucking drown or get eaten by an alligator.
The way alligators.
I was like, Ryan, Cody, Nate! This big ass fucking boa constrictor.
We were wrapping
you up. Nate!
We were making fun of you. We were talking shit about you the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can just see you strolling. Just sitting there on the riverbank, and this fucking big-ass fucking boa constrictor just comes up.
I was like,
just fucking latches on me.
I was like, the only way Alex's gonna die is those last 4 days in Edisto, and we're just chilling in the house, and Alex fucking down there on the dock, just gazing into the water, writing poetry for his fucking girlfriend or some shit, drinking coffee, and we just found there, he's gonna go, fucking, a goddamn python's gonna come out of the fucking ocean, and gonna take him. He's gonna like, guys, it's a snake! Help me!
Has his unspilt beer all fucking cattywampus.
Help! Snake! Guys, help! And we're just sitting here making bacon and eggs for breakfast, and Alex dying out on the fucking ocean.
Hitting with my nervous!
getting dragged out into the swamp by a fucking python. And we're like, we're just gonna see him tipped over beer can on the dock. Where the fuck out? The guy's like, Snake! Help!
Or just like 1,000 crabs come up in here, and they just start carrying you to the ocean.
One piece my pee-pee. The only way I was gonna drown is in a fucking rain puddle.
Hell, if I can't swim.
He's gonna die like the dad in fucking What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
How'd the dad die?
He drowned in a 2-inch pool.
The dad?
Yeah! Really? Yeah!
I was gonna say the mom died from me too.
Or no, it's the husband that Gilbert Grape, played by Johnny Depp's husband. That he was fucking the wife, and he found out about it and committed suicide by drowning himself in a 2-inch kiddie pool.
I was gonna say the mom died for being too fat. So
mama,
mama,
you wake up.
That's Alex's character,
Gilbert.
Alex aspires to be.
I'd like to see that motherfucker climb a tree.
Alex aspires to be Leonardo DiCaprio. What's eating over grave? Just fucking dirt all over your face and shit. Fucking Milton mud pies.
Refuses to take a bath.
I took a shower today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell.
You walked in and you rolled. You looked like you rolled around in a basement. Or in a janitor's closet.
Looks like you've been playing in the playground with your girlfriend.
Looks like you sat in an ashtray.
Looks like you wanted to look nice, but then you were like, got to the pants, and you were like, nah.
Nah. How can I be athletic in jeans?
You never know when you gotta sprint.
Yeah. I'm not
with shoes with no fucking tread on the bottom.
That's okay.
The snow is gone.
The snow is gone. I'm not gonna slip and slide on nothing long.
You did about fall twice. Ooh.
Threw that Gatorade bottle way up in the sky as I was falling.
Here, let me just unload these tires, and instead of rolling them because they're round, let me just pick them up and carry 45-pound tires into my fucking porch, and then through the snow.
And then he rolled the rest of them.
No, that was
the last one.
That was the last one where he almost fell.
I did fall. It's not almost felt like I fell.
You were feeling confident that day.
Yeah, I slid like I was sliding in the third base.
That was the most pathetic slide.
That's the last third base you're gonna slide into for a while.
Every time I think I'm gonna send her a podcast, I'm like, maybe not now.
Why we're not making fun of her much?
Oh, shit.
You know what's funny about that? She can literally look it up.
I know.
Anytime. That's what they told him. He's like, I was just sent through, but I was like, bitch, it's everywhere. So all she has to do is fucking Google it, and shit pops up. Tell her to buy some merch. Spread the word. Great Big Milker Army. Holla.
Comcast.
Yeah, words. We're here. Words. I asked Haley if she wanted to be on the podcast. She's like, only if I can kind of talk shit about Alec. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I was like, Alec will be there.
In a nice way, though.
That's what she said. She's like, I love that kid to death, but I like talking shit. You're just an easy bag board for
us. I know. And I line them up.
We're only adding to the trauma, but not too much.
We're helping the trauma.
It's like
we're toughening you up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, each joke is just like a tiny Lego, not a big Lego.
Yeah.
I like Legos.
I bet you do, you man child.
I like spaceships and Legos.
I built one the other day.
What? A spaceship?
No. It was Luke.
How long have we been recording?
16 minutes. Why?
4 messages in 16 minutes. Jesus fucking Christ.
The youth are impatient these days.
Apparently.
Well, anyway, you built Luke.
Yeah. Like his helmet from the... when you destroy the Death Star,
they just have a Lego.
They got helmets of everything.
Are you gonna put that helmet on when you finally destroy the Death Star?
I can't put that around my fist.
You put your helmet on when you destroy the Death Star.
Oh,
AKA the clitoris. All right, I'm coming in. Pew pew.
I have to shoot 2 perfectly placed rockets. And a whole about this big.
Alright, once you orgasm, I'm gonna say, I'm Luke, I'm your father. And she's gonna go, no! Daddy, no!
The thing is, she's a big Star Wars nerd, too.
Not surprising.
We're about the same person.
That's weird.
In a galaxy far, far away, we do more than hold hands.
Yeah.
How is it weird that we're the same person?
You gonna poke her with your lightsaber?
No.
We'll stick you.
Boom. That's the sound he's gonna make when he takes his pants off. Boom.
That's what he's like. You ready?
From the scene in Spaceballs.
You get it? You get it? You're gonna be like, oh, you get it? In 3 to 5 years after you're married.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. I can see you now just fucking role playing Star Wars. It's like, alright, you be Chewbacca, I'll be an Ewok. It's a love that never was meant to happen.
Whenever she makes you mad, you're just like, trying to use the force to choke her.
It's like when a wiener dog fucks a pit bull. It's like, I'll be Chewbacca, you be an Ewok. It's an untold love.
She is pretty tiny.
Furries.
I'm not a furry.
There was more of a love story in The Notebook, and that was in the 1950s.
It was not the 1950s.
Yes, it fucking was. They barely had cars.
They barely had cars.
He did.
They barely had cars in the 50s.
They did. They didn't have any fucking TVs. It's true.
They were poor.
I thought you meant when the movie came out. And I was like,
no, motherfucker. The time it was set in.
It kept on jumping back and forth.
As of right now, you guys are going steady like the Mormons. Do everything you can. Fucking, what do you call it? Soaking?
Soaking.
We haven't even talked about anything like that. Like this.
You should.
I should not.
What are you going to do when you get to heaven?
What planet you want?
What planet you want?
That's Pluto. The Mormons.
I know. Pluto. I feel like he doesn't get enough love. He's fucking giddy today.
I know.
He is. That's his sweatpants. He's going to stretch that shirt right off his body. Gotta get a dirt off of it first. Why are you so sweaty? I think you're sweaty because you're wearing fucking sweatpants.
No, I think it's because I'm getting, I don't know.
Nervous? You getting nervous?
Yeah.
It's probably because your tits are open. He's talking shit too. You go, fuck that guy.
I know. God.
If I had some milkers like that on my chest, I'd be hot too.
That big.
Does Kendall like your milkers?
I don't know.
I don't know. You should ask her. You talk about everything else.
Want to see my milkers?
Flash her. She'd be like, God damn, boy, I can make a pepperoni sub out of that. Is that an Italian hero you got underneath this shirt?
Before she even says yes, just slapped her. Want to see my milkers?
It's fucking flash. Is that a goddamn salami stick on top of a loaf of brioche?
Whose tits did you steal?
These tits are too big. You want mine?
These tits were made for a second.
That's just what they'll do.
Oh, fuck.
What are you going to do when you consummate the marriage? She gets a goddamn dose of salami in her fucking mouth when you're on top. Why does this taste like Italian seasoning?
Italian seasoning in the dirt.
Why does this taste like it was AIDS from fucking Sicily? Tastes like it was aged for 36 months. Salt cured.
Why does your nipple taste like liquor and chewing tobacco?
It's called redneck vitamin water.
Definitely not an insure protein shake.
No shit. Nope. Got two bags of wine sitting on your chest. Half empty.
So it's more saggy? Yes.
You got it. Two piping bags.
Gotta frost these cupcakes. Come here, honey.
Anything else? How's your week been?
You just asked me.
You didn't say anything. You said, you looked at Ryan and go, we're all right. Your week been?
It was good. I mean, really.
Anything exciting happened?
Just Friday, she came over. That was about it.
What happened?
We sit there and watched the new Hunger Games movie. Well, and then
there's
she
a new one?
Yeah.
There's a new one?
When? Where?
It came out last November.
Was it exciting?
What's this one? Crouching Tiger?
No, it's Ballad of the Songbirds and Snakes.
Ballad of the Songbirds and Snakes.
Help, snake! Snake! Ryan Cody! Help!
No, that's the backstory of Snow.
Who the fuck is Snow?
The president.
Oh.
Huh?
President of like Pan Am and the Hunger Games.
Pandanaram? I thought you said Pan Am, like the plane. It's the president of Pandanaram. That's the backstory of Snow, Pandanaram. That sounds like a Pandanaram name.
Yeah.
I've been rewatching Mandalorian. That shit is so fucking good.
They're coming out with a movie.
Really?
Mandalorian Grogu. That's what it's called.
Huh.
Comes out next year.
What's it called?
Mandalorian and Grogu.
Grogu sounds like something after you fucking gum. Grogu, aka Shooting Ropes. I'm gonna get Grogu. Hadouken!
Hadouken!
God. That's gonna be every fucking. when they fucking consummate this goddamn relationship. It's going to be every fucking nerd moment on the face of the planet.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
It's going to be fucking Star Wars paired with Marvel. He's going to be like...
Shooting rope junkie.
Cast a spell on her like Doctor Strange. You want to fuck me. He's like, I'm going to take you through the Spider-Verse.
That's fucking Magneto, your ass.
I'm the boyfriend that the city needs, but not the one it deserves.
I was talking about, I said, is it hard for you to go through metal detectors?
Why?
Because she's had so much surgeries. And she goes, I've actually heard that a lot. I was like, she goes, I actually don't have any more hardware in my body. I said,
You want some hardware in your body? Neither of you have any hardware. You shouldn't have any hardware in the body. You don't have any in your brain. Why is there an empty space in your head?
That's where the hardware was. They took it out.
You smuggling some thoughts in there, boy?
No, there's no thoughts up in my head.
Like an empty potato chip bag. Just saturated fats and MSG. A little nacho cheese dust in there.
Oh, God. Jesus fucking Christ.
What?
Don't leave me alone.
Don't leave me alone.
Can't have an hour of time with the boys.
I'm busy, bitch.
I don't know how you guys are going to handle a whole fucking day of events while we're gone.
What do you mean?
Because we're taking your fucking phone on your birthday.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That will be fun. I'm going to keep it in my goddamn pocket.
What do you want to do?
Touching that motherfucker.
Uh-huh. Get drunk.
I'll ask you. And at the end of the day, get strangled by a fucking python. You don't know what you want to do? There's all kinds of shit. Charleston's be our first day.
Well, we haven't fucking got there yet.
I know, but...
That's 2 weeks away.
Bear playing what you want to do.
Yeah, it is 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're taking a trip to Asheville, Charleston, and Edisto Island in 2 weeks, so the podcast will not be happening. Just an FYI.
Huh?
It's good.
No. It's called a vacation for a reason. It means we don't do anything besides have fun. Did you already tell her that we're taking your phone on your birthday?
Yeah,
she say?
She's aware.
Okay. She said okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah. We might as well just leave his phone at the Airbnb.
Could.
Yeah. Not even take it with him. Where's he fucking gonna go? We're gonna put the goddamn child leash on.
What do you mean, where's he gonna go? He's got legs. He disappears all the time now.
We're gonna get him one of those little kid teddy bear backpacks with a fucking leash attached to my belt loop.
It's like watching a tiger know that it has free will again back in the wild. Like, usually he was attached to our hips, and then now he's just fucking wanders off. And like, where the fuck did he go? He can't be unsupervised.
He doesn't have his fucking phone, so he can't wander off.
Yeah, he can.
He won't
walk back to the Airbnb.
Bitch, you're going to have to walk a long way. You're going to have to walk a long way.
Talking about me.
The Airbnb's 10 minutes from where all the fucking breweries are. Driving. You're going to have to walk a long fucking way.
I will see you in a minute.
Catch you on the road. You're going to get snapped by a fucking alligator.
I'm getting out of here.
Fuck you guys. You talking shit about me?
Yeah, you goddamn paranoid fuck. You over here talking shit about me? Bitch, where the fuck are you going to nobody talking shit about you? You fucking baby. Jesus Christ.
I'm leaving.
He did. He fucking walked off and then he stopped.
I didn't go far.
No, he didn't go far because he almost ran into somebody. I was like, Alan, where the fuck are you? He's like, you're talking shit. I was like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? We are not talking shit about you.
I know.
We're having a conversation and you just happen to be out of it. It's because we ain't talking to you.
He was disappointed that you weren't talking shit about him.
Fucking apparently. Standards.
Every day. You even said, I wasn't even there. Wasn't even present. You guys were talking shit about me.
We were just talking about you dying from a fucking python.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. Or an alligator, a bunch of crap.
It's 100% possible.
You look like somebody who would get eaten by a snake.
You look like somebody that got the fucking...
I'd fill that snake up for a while.
You look like somebody that a goddamn manatee would take off with, like a fucking chew toy. They don't eat nothing besides fucking lettuce. Oh, cute puppy.
They did steal a vegetable.
Took you a lot longer to fucking realize what he said.
Oh, yeah, you fucking bitch. Look at it fucking blop blop back to me. Look at that shit. He's trying to fire back.
About time he had one come back. He usually just sits there and takes it like a bitch. Yeah, it'll be fun. You need to figure out what you want to do.
We'll be out all day. Your phone's staying at the Airbnb.
We're brewery hopping like madmen.
Tell her she needs to message you to do it when you get home.
I was going to say that one time we went to Grand Rapids, you didn't never made it. Because we went to fucking like, what would we go to? Like 8 or 9 or 10 in one day?
The thing is, you and I can go all day mm-hmm. because we fucking pace ourselves.
Yeah.
You don't. Beer? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we eat at every other fucking place we go to. You don't pace.
I usually
That's
don't.
Your thing. Because when you take a drink, and I've said this 100 times, when you take a drink, I'm like, hey, taste this. Half my shit is gone.
That's not true.
Bull fucking shit.
It is.
Your true. Sip is 4 ounces of liquid. I wish you drank water like you drink beer. And the more you drink, the worse it gets. I've never seen anybody drink a craft beer in 5 fucking minutes. Bitch, you can. That's your superpower, alcoholism.
That's the thing. I'll drink like a gallon of water in the morning before we even do anything. And then,
We bring a gallon each with us.
Yes, and then we usually go. I won't eat until like after like 2 or 3 places because then I'm actually hungry. I'll eat like something like, you know, a small breakfast, drink water. Then we'll go out. Then I'll have like, at least, if I have like 2 or 3 beers or a flight or whatever I have, I'll have at least 2 or 3 waters while I'm there. Then we'll go to the next spot, drink, have a couple waters. And then at the third place, I'll have a couple beers, eat, and then we'll go to the next place. But you want to keep
it. We literally only have like a max of 2.
But we usually only get appetizers. We don't really get full meals anyway.
Until like the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll go to like, I think, last time we went to Grand Rapids, I think the most we went to was like 4 or 5. But that one time, the first time we went, we were downtown, we actually fucking, I think it was like at 7, 8, 9 in that one day. And oh my God, that was nuts.
Was it me and you this last time?
When?
You talking about the last time we went or the first
time? The first time we went, I think we went to like 7 or 8
yeah.
in that one day. And I was like, man, I am done drinking. I'm ready to go back.
That's like 14 to 16
and that's
beers.
But they were all right there. So if
that's the thing though, like when they're all right there and you can fucking drive 5 minutes to the next one, that's how it happens. But yeah. Like
when there's fucking 65 and like 20 minutes of each other in one area.
But like when we think about like Jacksonville was about 15, 20 minutes between like, you can go to like 2 and then you got to drive another 15, 20 minutes. So we'll have like an appetizer, drink like 2 or 3 waters while we're there, have a couple beers. Then we got to drive 15 or 20 minutes to the next one. You got a 15, 20 minute break to chug more water and fucking take a break.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fucking
but on Taco Tuesday, we got wild. That shit was crazy.
Taco Tuesday, we went to 4 different spots and fucking all day.
Yeah.
And we were drinking margaritas. We didn't drink beer at all.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That was fun. In Jacksonville Beach, it's $2 tacos and $5 margaritas. And we've talked about it multiple times on here. Yeah, $2 tacos, $5 margaritas. You can walk to 4 to 5 different places that have those deals on the beach. And they're within 2 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we got fucked up. And then we got food poisoning that night.
We did.
You threw it all up, and you were fine after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sit there and shook like, I laid in bed and shook my ass off all fucking night.
Yeah.
And then finally woke up and just had these screaming shits.
Because I was like, oh, let's go to this place. And it was fucking busy, and it was not worth it. We paid like $85, and we're still hungry.
Where was that at?
It was like Korean street food or something like that.
Oh, fuck that place. I'll never go back.
No.
That was the same day, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because we sobered up and then met our friends for dinner and went to that place. And we should have just went across the fucking road to Ragtime because it's always fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And
good calamari.
And I'm pretty sure we got it from there.
We did.
Oh, fine.
Pick him up. I'm not going to do that. He'll be fine. He wants you to pick him up.
You're in his seat.
Look, he wants a hug.
Hello. You're the only cat I fucking like.
Very mad.
It's not the only pussy you like, though.
There is an age requirement.
There is.
We doing bugs. We doing.
If you barely know what it's like to vote, Alec likes you.
Fuck off. Thank you.
They got a car there for me. I got my driver's license. Come on over.
No.
Are you kidding? He doesn't even ask for proof of ID. Like we said, public service announcement, Alec is not the P. Diddler.
No.
He's the J. Diddler. Vern, you're stealing the show. Fuck out of here.
Smelling your dirty fingers?
No, that's probably my cologne.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
And we're back. What?
Nothing.
Your anxiety is causing me anxiety.
I don't have anxiety. Right, I do.
You're freaking me out.
I do have anxiety, but not right now.
What are you anxious about?
Nothing right now.
Not looking at your messages?
It's not that.
Wieners!
Above 21. You ain't even drunk, you can't say that yet. Ever since you met old girl, you haven't said that. I'm proud of you.
You can't touch me, you're not drunk.
Alec has had quite the transition in the past month or so.
He's a girl now.
He went from sad Facebook statuses to fucking no sad Facebook statuses.
Today sucks.
He went from
today sucks to fucking this was a good weekend. I got a hug.
I missed the Facebook status. I missed the Facebook status under construction. It doesn't exist anymore. There was a couple of years in like high school and college when you can put your Facebook status as under construction. I missed that shit because it's so open ended. Yeah. Like it could mean anything. It's like status is under construction. My dick's broke under construction. You know, it's a sad time when you're just like feeling sad. Nothing. There's no comment on it. Right, Alec?
Yeah.
Now it's feeling happy.
I'll smile today.
You actually don't make those like any posts now anymore.
No.
We're happy for you.
Unless they're about the government.
Don't put anything about the government on my face.
The government. Fucking Biden's been sending me text messages.
Biden's been stealing my water. I know it. It used to be $30, now it's $65. What happened?
Biden planted this bamboo in my yard. And Trump's trying to tear it down.
Look at that. Bumping up and everything.
Yeah, it's a cat scratch. You better wash it before we leave or you get cat scratch fever. That's a real thing. They call it cat scratch fever because you can get sick. It was with his back foot, right?
Yeah.
That's his shit covering feet. You probably should just wash it off for you.
Yeah.
Before we leave. That's what, specifically.
And you're allergic to cats, so you might swell up like a fucking balloon.
Specifically, like, when he scratches me, I wash it afterwards with warm water and soap, because it can get infected.
You say water and warm soap?
No. I really?
Yes.
Think I did.
Water and warm soap. I heat my soap up.
It's pretty easy. You just pop in the microwave for about 45 seconds to a minute. Heats it right up.
It's not soap anymore. It's lava.
I love the smell. I want them to make a candle of the smell of boiling soap.
Mm-hmm. Hot water turns me on.
I brought hot water really gets the juices flowing.
Only rich people can afford this hot water.
All these rich people and their hot water and soap. Nothing makes me shoot ropes more than fresh soap out of the microwave.
Fresh soap out of the microwave.
I love smelling the dishwasher fumes after I wash the dishes. Nothing gets me rock hard more.
Campbell's chunky.
Nothing gets me rock hard more like smelling clean dishes in the dishwasher. Nothing really gets my motor going like smelling fresh gas.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
But you fucking smell markers too, don't you?
That's why you got gas today, so you get high.
Our mom knew somebody that used to smell gas, and she died of a fucking aneurysm.
Oh my god.
Yeah! That's what happens! People that smell gas and smell markers, they die!
Eventually.
Just like that kid when fucking Axe was the big thing, and that kid would spray too much Axe, he died of a brain aneurysm at like fucking 17.
No, he had, I think he had like respiratory failure because he...
He crystallized his lungs with Axe body spray.
He wouldn't,
He was like 17.
He wouldn't take showers, and they found like 24 Axe, like empty Axe cans, like in the floor of his closet or something like that. And he would just coat himself in Axe and like all the aerosol.
He crystallized his lungs.
All the aerosol like fucked up his lungs.
Nice.
Yeah. He's dead now.
R.I.P. Axe kid. R.I.P. Axe is making a comeback, dude.
Is it really?
Yeah, I see ads for him all the time. All the time. And I always get that lame-ass Christmas.
You want to see some funny ads, you watch Pluto TV. Pluto TV has the funniest fucking ads I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I told you guys about those radio commercials that I used to hear. Like, Mike Speedy's running for governor. This is not a political statement, but I'm glad they switched out this radio ad because it was terrible. Like, it was the worst radio I ever heard.
Have we talked about it on here?
No, we just talked. I was just talking between two. He was like, Mike Speedy survived cancer by the grace of God, and he's here to help Trump finish the border wall. And I was like, terrible radio ad, guys. It's like, I'm Mike Speedy, and I approve this message. I survived cancer. I'm like, there's a lot of people that have. I'm like, Jesus Christ. But it's like that voice.
He didn't have cancer. They killed him.
But it's like that. But it's like that intimidating. It's like that intimidating, like, fucking Ford commercial fucking voice. It's like, it literally is like, Mike Speedy got cancer and survived by the grace of God. He's here to help Trump finish the wall. And I'm like, and I heard it like three times, and then I haven't heard it in months. And I was like, thank God. I was like, that was the worst radio commercial
ever.
Where
the fuck were we? Oh, we were down south, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I heard it come on, I was like, Mike Speedy survived cancer by the grace of God. You guys were like, what? I was like, swear to God, that came on like three times.
And then it happened again, and we're like, Mike Speedy.
I'm Mike Speedy. I've seen the unused materials to build Trump's wall. Kids are making seesaws out of them in Mexico. Goddamn savages.
Goddamn savages.
We gotta use these unfinished materials to finish that border wall.
We need to fix that wall.
And get our military to kick them out.
Kick them out. I see.
Basically, in an extreme version, that's what he says. We need to he literally says, we're going to send our military down to the border to keep our border safe and get these low-life motherfuckers out of my town. I'm Mike Speedy, the sheriff of fucking Mayberry, and I approve it. I'm in support. Sound like he got a goddamn biscuit in his mouth trying to talk.
This wall's too rusty. I seen two Mexican youths pull a bolt out and use it for a soccer ball.
I've seen the unused materials.
I've seen them.
I've seen them. Show me the wall materials. Like, you talking like drywall? I'm just a contractor, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've seen the piles of popsicle sticks and glue. We're trying to build this wall.
Goddamn. On the other side of that, goddamn Peepaw's making moves, too. He's just fucking being Peepaw.
Peepaw.
Fucking Biden. He's just fucking Biden. He's just like, Peepaw's just being Peepaw. When you go see your grandpa in the nursing home.
And he wants to smell your hair.
Yeah. That's our president. Meanwhile, Mike Speedy's here to help finish the wall. Like, all right. One wants to build a wall, and one doesn't know when he walks into one.
That's like I was talking to Haley. Yeah, you were with me. We were driving up to Cedar Creek that one day, and Haley was talking about that fucking guy that tried to rape her.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
What?
Yes, there's just like,
hold on. Back up. Say that again.
She was at work. She works in a nursing home. And there's this like 90-year-old man. And she was changing his bed sheets or whatever. And he was standing up. And like, he can barely stand. Like, he barely has energy to do anything. And he like had his hand on her back. And then like, she's like, the next thing she knows, she like turned around and looked. And he's just like, has his like limp dick like pushed up against her. And
Naked?
Yes! Oh, okay. I was like, why'd you fucking turn around and hit him? She's like, I can't hit him. So she got on the radio and called somebody else to come in there.
And then she's like, huh? And then, like,
her, two for one.
And then, like, he came, they came over and they fucking, like, got him away. And she's just like, he does it all the time. And I was like, what? Yeah. Hit that motherfucker. Knock him out. She's like, he can barely stand there. He wasn't doing anything.
Trying to pull down her pants, he says.
Yeah, he was like, but he had no energy to fucking get him down.
What are you going to do with that thing?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, well, she's like, what are you going to fucking do with that thing? She's like, I'll rip that thing off.
Well, that's one of the, well, like, nursing homes are one of the highest concentrations of STDs because everybody fucks everybody.
Mm-hmm. Do they really?
Yes. They're literally like, I've known people, I have known people that are CNAs, their family and wife and whatever will come in and visit them, and they'll go next door to their fucking neighbor and fuck them. Seriously.
Well, I asked
seriously, they and everybody has STDs, like low-grade STDs, because they're all fucking each other.
The fuck is low-grade STD?
I don't know.
Like my STD's got a limp.
like there's that one called, like, Trick that's, like, really common, and you have, like, an itchy cock or whatever. There's
itchy cock.
It's, like, it's called, like, Trick for short, but there's, like, that one's really common. They have, like, fucking, what's the other one? Not for life, not herpes. What's it? Gonorrhea. Like, they all have fucking
for life.
They all got fucking leaky, swollen dicks and pussies because they fuck each other.
I think they're already leaky and swollen already.
Falling out.
Yeah. That's what she's saying. She said, because I asked her that one time, and she said, no, I've never witnessed it, but we didn't catch one the other day in somebody else's room he wasn't supposed to be in, and we had to yell at him and told him to get back to his room.
No rapey! Swiper, no swiping!
Jesus. I didn't know anything like this happened.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just...
You know if you had older girlfriends.
Not that old.
Well, it's like that one time.
You need your grandma is what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, young buck. I'll take care of you.
Well, it's like
you want some cookies? I love cookies. Well,
remember she told...
Will you play Marvel trivia with me? What's that? I remember... The original Batman, James West.
James West.
He was the best Batman. I loved him in them tights. The most unathletic Batman.
Well, it's like she was telling you that one time that she had to put a catheter in that one time, and like she's like, I'm usually good at putting catheters in, but I guess I must have hurt him that one time. And he was like, ow, and then came around and fucking punched her right in the face.
Yeah. Wouldn't you love getting something shoved up your urethra?
You'll be there one day, old timer. You will.
So will you guys. Nah, maybe.
I'll die.
I'll die before I'm 50.
No, you won't.
No, I'll go blah, blah, fucking. Nobody's going to see me die. I'll be out in the woods.
like a dog.
Have a squirrel eat my fucking eyeball out.
You'll probably fall asleep on your back and your tits will suffocate you.
Oh, my God.
You'll be goddamn fucking senile. You'll be like, ooh, this Italian sub's really good. Chew on your goddamn salami nipples. I taste the Italian seasoning. I taste the oregano. Just drilling some olive oil over your tits.
There's a hair in my sub.
Just drizzling olive oil over your tits. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm making breakfast.
I'm making breakfast. It's some good Penn Station.
Just giving yourself a mammogram with a fucking loaf of brioche.
This is how you make grilled cheese. Bread. Tit. Bread.
Your girlfriend will be young enough to be able to come in and take care of you.
Oh my.
She'll still be able to drive.
I'll be retired and she'll be working 20 more years.
No shit.
Jokes on you, bitch.
Jokes on you, bitch.
I'm old. I'm retired. I won't go nowhere.
Now you'll forget who she is.
Who are you?
What are you doing here?
I'm your wife. Nah, you're too pretty to be my wife.
I can see that. I can see that happening.
Where's the fucking ogre that I married? You goddamn.
Where's Gollum at?
That's the only time you guys will be able to match medications.
That's terrible.
Two thirds.
You should probably be on more medications right now, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
I'm about to live at CVS.
I was sitting there.
I'll live here now.
I was sitting there. My phone rang 3 times. And I was like, you going to answer that? She goes, no, it's probably CVS. I was like, how, you just figured it's CVS? And it was. She said, she goes, I have 7 medications waiting for me. I said, 7? Jesus.
Yep.
That's expensive.
You gotta go through life.
Yeah.
That's why I got insurance. That is why I got insurance.
Still, probably about $50.
$50?
I don't know. Some medications are like $5, so at least 30.
Why are we talking about prescription? 35. 7 times 5 is 35.
Yeah. Whatever.
Bills.
Snort them.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking
Christ. Get in the bloodstream faster.
I can see it now. Fucking newspaper headlines in the arrest records. Alec Bennett gets arrested for fucking snorting his girlfriend's medication and forgetting his own name. He was out there trying to tear the bamboo down with a fucking pair of tongs. In your underwear after he stabbed her 900 times. It's hysterical. Oh, I can't. I'm about to pass out. Breathe in.
This is a mess.
This is happening. He said just blew her up. Not the best after that much. Stabbed her 900 times. It was actually 450 because he used the same tongs to kill her that he used to tear down the bamboo. Sir, put down the tongs. It's like, I can't, I'm flipping these pork chops. He's out there in his fucking underwear. Flip. Flip, damn it. I can't fry this bacon with a fork. I gotta use my tongs.
Oh, shit.
Y'all staying for dinner? Snorted his girlfriend's medication after he peeled her face off and wore it. After he stabbed her 9. Who's Texas Chainsaw Master now?
At least I'm going to get a movie made after me.
Already is a movie. This is going to be called Bennett House of Tongs. The pork chop lips. This is going to be called I Live Here Now. Arrested after he chopped her limbs off to make a boat. to make a raft so he could fall down the creek. I am Pirate Bennett. Me and Humphrey are going down the river. The SS Four Eyes. Used her head as an anchor. The Hoosier State, the Hoosier State Massacre. Tongs and bamboo. Tongs.
Go out there and cut it down, have it grow.
Oh, God. Fuck. Three stabbing. laundry. You gotta wash the lights. Gotta wash my wife. Was in that bitch's dirt. He's just sitting there hand washing in the sink. Her fucking face peeling off. It's dirty.
She always wore too much makeup.
Wear the makeup.
She always told me not to starch them or shrinks.
Nobody likes itchy skin.
I was sitting there talking to her yesterday or Friday, and I was like, "Hey,
I'm gonna kill you."
She goes.
You should literally. Next time she's over, you should walk around the corner with a pair of tongs and see if she flinches. I'm like, what are you doing? That's called seeing the future, bitch. That's called manifestation, motherfucker. I don't see any flinches. This fucking click. That's gonna get. She's fucking like, Alan, no! They show up and the body's gone. It's like, it was a Bible. He lives in the bamboo. There's a forest. There's a fairyland in there. They took her.
She tried to cut her head off with her sharpened pizza box.
You cut your own nipples off and you're frying them up like Canadian bacon. You're sitting there bleeding out of your tits. They're like, what are you doing? I'm making breakfast.
Nipple and egg sandwich.
Anyway, you were talking to her.
She wears sunscreen every day. She puts sunscreen. I said, what do you put SPF 50 on for? And she goes, the sun's out all the time, isn't it? I said,
not at night.
I said, are you afraid you're going to burn? She goes, no, I'm Asian. I don't burn. I was like, Asians don't burn.
She's Asian?
Yeah.
No, they try.
Oh, I should have used that.
Yeah, you should have. Too late now, dummy. God.
Oh, shit.
She's Asian, though?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Is it one of her parents?
Yeah, her dad.
Okay.
From...
Yeah. So why she wear fucking sunscreen? Asians don't burn.
I don't know. I said, what is it for your skin? And she goes,
no, I eat it.
I was like, does it make your skin more soft? I said, she goes, my skin's not soft, it's velvety. I said, what the fuck's the difference? What does velvety mean?
Okay, question number one. If Asians don't burn and she's Asian, why do you wear sunscreen?
I don't know. I asked.
Question number two. What are you doing with the sunscreen? I don't know. What's it for?
She goes, one's SPF 30, one's SPF 50. I was like, why? I don't know.
Isn't that a myth? The SPF doesn't get above 30.
Nothing actually does anything past 30. They just charge you more money for it. Point is to reapplicate.
Oh. Yeah, so I don't know why she wears sunscreen. She said she's been doing it since she was a kid.
My medicine.
I was like, I don't. Okay.
No wonder why she.
Just on your face?
No wonder why she looks like a fucking ghost.
Yeah.
Send that baby outside. Like it's a fucking vitamin D.
I got baby skin. I was like, okay.
Lotion!
Just because she is a baby. No big deal.
Put that baby outside, let her get some fucking vitamin D. FYI, suntan lotion doesn't have vitamin D, it blocks it.
Well, that probably makes. Never mind. Probably makes sense then.
You calling her stupid?
No.
Huh?
No.
Is that what you said? That's what I heard.
No. No.
That face is coming off tonight! Why is it so velvety? Goddamn shit! You have to soak that shit and fucking bleach me. That's a damn lotion.
You gotta make me some corduroy pants.
He's out there wearing her fucking hair like a wig. Try to cut down that goddamn bamboo with a fucking wood spear.
This is my Kindle moment. You like it?
He's just him and Maverick standing out there. He's like, I'm Paul Bunyan. He's just trying to cut that shit down with a wooden spoon.
This bamboo's been bad. Needs a spanking.
You cut one of the pieces of her off and be like, Legos.
Let's build her back together.
Whew. She's blowing you up. Sounds like a phone. That's his phone. Oh. Well, let's end this fucking episode. Let's end this episode before we get into
it. It's a mess.
Good kind of mess. Organized mess.
Alec is also not a murderer yet.
That we know of.
I'm not a murderer.
Not yet.
Never crossed.
The only thing I can murder is a cheeseburger.
That's the damn truth right there.
Put some cheese on it. Alec Bennett survived cancer by the grace of God, and he's here to make a cheeseburger. Taco Bell's the national anthem.
Probably should buy stock in Taco Bell. How much I fucking buy it?
You probably should. Probably work there. They keep paying me in Diablo.
Taco Bell employee of the month for the month of July murders his wife. Murders
his wife. Make a skin tacos.
Oh my
God. I'm gonna have a schizophrenia again. Break. I'll see you in demons in the bamboo. Oh. It's gonna be my fucking Fantasia. There's Fantasia in there. There's a flying dog.
Dog.
He's a dragon, FYI.
The cops approach you with taser, and you're like, Hadouken.
You just jump in the bamboo like some kind of like backwoods ninja.
Get out of there.
You jump in the bamboo like a fucking leprechaun trying to hide, and they're like, get out.
I'm trying to go to Narnia.
You're trying to go to Narnia, just spinning around in circles. There ain't no lion in here. Where's the wardrobe? It used to be here. It's just like a 5-foot patch of bamboo. They're like, sir, get out. There ain't no stupid ice witch in here. I'm trying to eat Fruit Delight or whatever the fuck. Turkish Delight. We gotta battle the Penguin Army later.
The Penguin Army.
Me and the Goat Man are friends.
Me and the Goat Man.
Oh. I saw a centaur once in the bamboo.
Now I see that every time I go home.
A horse with legs.
Yeah.
Cops show up and he's got the fucking smoker going. He's like, ribs, you want some pellet grill?
What did I say the other day?
Where's your wife? What wife? I am she and she is me.
We are one now.
I own her soul. Which is what serial killers say.
Really?
Yes, they do. They're like, it's the part of them, they're always going to be with me because they murdered them.
Yeah.
That's what they say. And they eat them. I is me and she. I am her and she is me. You start wearing her fucking face out on your head. Goddamn ponytail.
Could you imagine though? It only cover up like this part. Because his head's so big.
He had cut new eye holes in it.
But they'd be over here.
I can't see fucking shit out of this thing.
He'd have to turn it sideways. Just a hole in the forehead and just use the mouth hole for the seat.
I know. I know. Yeah.
What was I doing the other day? Thinking of her head.
Were you visioning her murder?
I was sitting there.
I can see it now.
I just went, the claw chooses you and grabs her fucking head like this.
And that's how it starts.
From fucking toy.
Ah, the claw, we're going to space. He's a planet. You're fucking Sid off that Toy Story movie.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn murderer.
No.
All right, let's end this shit. We got places to be and shit to do. Beer to drink. All right, everybody. That is the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for downloading. Of course, we love the absolute fucking shit out of you. Go rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. It doesn't matter. Be safe out there. Have a good time watching the two space rocks come together. Yay. And yeah, let's end this shit.
Anything you want to end with?
Yeah, don't murder your wife.
Don't murder anybody. How about that? Yeah. Hey, and if you got tongs out there, apparently they're weapons.
Everything's a weapon. Everything's a weapon when you're in Narnia.
Pencil.
All right, everybody. Love the fuck out of you guys. We'll see you all next week. Stay safe out there. Don't murder your wife. Stay away from P. Diddy. Get medicated if you are, and if you want, and get medicated if you aren't, and if you are, keep taking that medication. Go and check out the juice machine from Treehouse Brewing. It's a good one at everything those hardworking people offer. We will see you all next time. And remember, when life gets hard, in life gets you down, laugh a little, wipe that fucking dust off, and milk that motherfucking pig, people. We out, motherfuckers, wearing that face like a bodysuit, making pepperoni on brioche bread with your nipples.
Would you fuck me?
I fucked me. I told her to put the lotion in the basket, and she said no. So I stabbed her with my dog.
I beat that bitch with my Nermus.
I told her put the lotion in the basket.
She said, that's sunscreen.
Put the sunscreen on the skin or else it gets the tongs again.
Or else I'll let the sun in.
The voice in my head tells me that these are spirit spreaders.
I shall pull your soul from your body with the magic tongs.
The bamboo told me to murder her.
She lives there now.
And I live inside of her. We are one. Best way to get blood off of a face is bleach.
All right, bye, everybody.